Okay, sir, we are up and recording. If you will please state your full name and title for the record, please.
Sure. I am Dan Fox, common spelling D-A-N-F-O-X, and my title is External Communications Manager with the American Red Cross.
Well, Dan, it's my understanding the American Red Cross is kind of having an urgent need right now. Talk to us, if you will, about what that need is and how people can get involved to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Since the beginning of May, we've seen donations, not just here locally, but across the country, down from what we were expecting. In fact, donations through the Red Cross are down about 8% in that time, resulting in about 80,000 fewer donations than we were expecting. That's nationwide. If you want to put that a little more local, here in the Missouri-Illinois region, we're seeing donations down about 6% from what we were expecting. And as the number of donors continues to decline, the shortfall is significant enough that the Red Cross could experience an emergency situation.
Dan, any idea what's causing the shortfall?
Sure, there
could be a number lack of donors, but aside from that.
Right, absolutely, and there is a reason for those lack of donors. One of those reasons is, quite simply, it's just summertime. It's a time for families and donors to be traveling and be taking part in fun activities. They're not really thinking about donating blood. They're not putting it on their priority list. In addition to that, we've got schools out of session. Now, that's great news for students, but not so much for the Red Cross and for the hospitals we serve, because about 20% of the blood the Red Cross collects during the school year comes from blood drives held at schools, at colleges, universities, high schools. And so when those schools are out of session and not hosting those blood drives, we can see a drop in donations.
Well, Dan, let's talk to those people that maybe have never donated before. How easy is the process?
It is very, very simple to donate blood, and one of the number one reasons we hear from people who don't donate as to why they don't donate, they say, nobody ever asked me. Well, you can consider this me asking you. The process is very simple. It takes maybe about an hour, and that's not an hour with a needle in your vein. That's an hour from start to finish, from the moment you walk into our facility to the moment you walk out. And that includes meeting with our knowledgeable staff members, going over your health history, partaking in what is essentially a mini physical, all of this to make sure that you are indeed healthy enough to donate blood. And then the part with the needle in the vein, that's the part that scares people the most, but it's a very quick process, a tiny pinprick that most people don't even feel. And at the end of it, in addition to the delicious snacks that you get for donating, you get that feeling of knowing that you have just helped save lives with your donation.
Dan, are there specific blood types that we're looking for, or just across the board?
Well, across the board, certainly, but there are a few types of blood that we're specifically looking for. Those include types O negative, B negative, and A negative blood. So if you know you're one of those types, we would certainly love to see you. But regardless of your blood type, we encourage everyone who's eligible to come out and give.
Remind us how often we're eligible to give.
Sure. You can donate blood every 56 days or roughly once every 2 months.
Very good. I will post a link on our website to the area events that are going on. Is there anything else that you would like to add this afternoon, Dan?
Sure. We just want to thank everyone who has answered the call and come out to donate blood over the past few weeks. We certainly appreciate each and every one of those donations from each and every one of those donors. And for those of you who haven't come out yet, we certainly would hope to and love to see you soon.